Coming up on episode number 1297, it's another birthday. It's Smokey Robinson's birthday. Motown singer Smokey Robinson, lead singer of the Miracles, solo artist too, did some solo stuff as well, turns 80 today. So, of course, we have to do Smokey Robinson. That is what's coming up. All this and more? Yeah, there's more. Coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. My name is Brian Ebbin. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, the music of Smokey Robinson, both originals and covers, or originally done by Smokey, covered by other people, as well as covers by Smokey Robinson. You know what? I'm even going to give you one original by Smokey Robinson, a song that you know better by its cover. Ooh, exciting, right? How exciting is that? You know what? Why waste any time? Let's get to that. This is actually a song that was written, it's part of Motown Records, written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. You all know it as the Marvin Gaye song, right? We all do. We all think of this as the song by Marvin Gaye. Well, he may be the most popular artist to chart with it by a factor of 10, but it was originally recorded by The Miracles, featuring Smokey Robinson. They released it just a couple of years, or recorded a couple of years before the Marvin Gaye version. All the versions were released in 1968, but Miracles first recorded it, and here it is right here. The original version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Smokey Robinson and The Miracles.
Some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us, guys, you know I love you more. tell a joke or two. And now I might be laughing, light-hearted, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears.
kiss is sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. Maybe you'd go away and never call. A taste of honey's worse than none at all. In that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that would only break my heart. But if you feel like loving me and you've got the notion, I second that emotion. If you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I second that emotion. Love will tear you down. Maybe you ain't got time to hang around. Maybe you think that love was made for fools, and it makes you wise just to break the rules. In that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that would only break my heart. But if you feel like loving me and you've got the notion, I second that emotion. If you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I second that emotion. I don't want no part. I do believe that would only break my heart. Oh, but if you feel like loving me and you've got the notion, I second that emotion. If you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I second that emotion.
Something about the banjo, the acoustic guitar in there just makes it feel like such an earnest version, doesn't it? I love it. I second that emotion, originally by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, covered there by Jake and the Burtones from their 2013 album Boogie Train. A little bluegrass for you, closing out that first set. Who's Loving You right before that? That's Kellis with that really cool old-style version. Comes from the really cool old-style TV show, The Man in the High Castle. In 2017, they released a sort of soundtrack album called Resistance Radio, a really cool soundtrack to go with a really cool TV show. The Man in the High Castle, Resistance Radio, and that was Kellis with Who's Loving You. The Tracks of My Tears before that, a live version. Now, if you felt like that could have been Elvis Costello singing that, you're not alone. I hear a little bit of Elvis Costello in that version. I wish it was. I wish he did cover it. That's covered there by Big Country. Remember the band that had a song called In a Big Country? They also had an album called Big Country. That's Big Country. They had another album in 1983 called Undercover. I'm sorry, 1983, called Undercover. Clever name, right? On which they present a lot of their covers that they've done, both live and studio versions by Big Country. And then Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with the first recorded version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. I'm doing that clarification because as I was going through the notes during that song set, I was reminded that Gladys Knight and the Pips also recorded a version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. separate from the Marvin Gaye version, separate from the Smokey Robinson or the Miracles version. Theirs was actually released first. Gladys Knight and the Pips version was the first one to make it out onto market in 1967. The Smokey Robinson and the Marvin Gaye versions would come out 1 year later in 1968. But it was recorded first, and I count both when I'm doing covers. First recorded version, first released version. So in this case, you'd have two different originals before the Marvin Gaye version. Amazing, right? That's the way all that stuff worked with Motown. They'd write a song, and then they'd pretty much give it to each of the different artists to basically get a feel of who would do it better. It was originally intended to be a Gladys Knight song, but Marvin Gaye's version really struck a chord with people. Next song we're going to do, beginning the second set, is Tears of a Clown. Now, of course, aside from the Miracles original, the English Beat do a very, very classic cover of that song, like one of the ones that you most associate with that song. You've heard it. I'm not going to play it. You've heard it before. It belongs in the Hall of Fame, right? Hall of Fame of covers. If it's not in there, it belongs in there. So we're going to do a different one. This comes from the album Covered in Gold from 2014 by heavy metal band Enough's Enough. Here is Tears of a Clown.
Now, honey, that's quite
Smokey covering the Beatles, and I love her. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. That's from an album called Motown Meets the Beatles, featuring some great old covers of the Beatles by Motown artists Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye, all those bands, Temptations. Great, great album. Came out in 1995. Great compilation. If you're a Beatles fan, you either need to have it or you already have it. One of the two. Lenny Kravitz, right before that, in 2014, he released an album called Strut. The last track on the album was that cover right there of the Miracles' Ooh, Baby, Baby. And if that's not enough repetition in your life, go into a Go-Go, done by the Rolling Stones, that one from their live 1981 concert album, Still Life, their big tour, their big sponsored tour. I don't even think the members of the band were 40 when that thing came out. I think they were younger than that, and look at them now, right? Tears of a Clown at the top of that set, Enough's Enough from their 2014 album, Covered in Gold. With that Miracles cover. Boy, it's flying by, isn't it? We got one last set of music already. Zooey Deschanel leading off a set that's got a few celebrities in it, a couple anyway. Let's start this one. It's She and Him from their 2008 Volume 1, their cover of You Really Got a Hold on Me.
I don't like you, but I love you. Seems that I'm always thinking of you. Oh, you treat me badly. I love you madly. You really got a hold on me.
Really got a hold on me.
You really.
Hold me. Is played for love.
Special guest in the studio right now. Inara is up on the perch here. Gonna dip her tail into my water. That's gross. I'm not gonna drink that now. Thanks a lot. That was Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis. I'm gonna keep saying it until you hear what I'm saying. That was Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis. That was recorded for the soundtrack to the film Duets, which came out in 2000. That album also features Paul Giamatti. And, oh, who else is on that thing? It's a crazy crazy lineup of celebrities. All it basically was an album about doing karaoke, or a movie about doing karaoke, I think. Something like that. Anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis with her cover of Smokey Robinson's Cruisin'. That was a song he recorded solo post-Miracles, as was the song right before that, Being With You, covered there by Sarah Borges and Broken Singles. That one from a 2010 collection called EMI Film and TV Covers. She is from Massachusetts and crosses that line between punk and country, kind of like the alternative country label. Good stuff. The Hollies, before that early one right there, that was from their album Would You Believe. That's their cover of Mickey's Monkey, a song about a dance, teaches you how to do the monkey. And You've Really Got a Hold on Me by She and Him from their Volume 1 album from 2008. Yeah, that was another cover that the Beatles also did. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, of course, did it first. Beatles covered it, and Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward covered it right there as She and Him. That, I believe, is going to bring us right to the end of the show. What? I know already? No, that was it. You know, you have to, you play Gwyneth Paltrow and you get out is what you do. There you go. That is totally going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, email me requests@coverville.com. You can call the request line. No, you can't anymore because I stopped that phone number because I kept having problems with it. I'd get calls that would have partial requests on them, and there was no way to find out who did the original call. So no more of that. You just attach, just go ahead and email a recording of you requesting a song. It's the 2010s, people. No, it's not. It's the 2020s, people. It should be very easy to do that. You can just do that. Record yourself with voice memo and then attach it to an email, and that's the way to do it. Of course, you can also just go to coverville.com and post your comments, thoughts on the show notes of any episode, including this one. If you want more Gwyneth Paltrow covers, well, you're kind of out of luck. But if you want them, you can post a message on the show notes for this episode saying how much you enjoyed that and how much you'd like her to do more. I don't know if it'll make a difference. Probably not, but there you go. And, of course, patreon.com/coverville. If you want to support the show, $1, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you want to throw towards the show, that money goes, boom, right back into producing the show, all of it, every penny. So do that. That's going to do it. We'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. We'll also be back on Friday with another Guess the Connection, your chance to win prizes and have fun. All that stuff happening at twitch.tv/Coverville. All right. Well, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're getting our podcast so good, they'll really have a hold on you.
If you're going to get mad at me every time I do something stupid, then I guess I'll just have to stop doing stupid things.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.